Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, February 2nd, and this is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. A lot to discuss. There's an ongoing Google search indexing issue right now. Google has issues with recipe results in the search results. INP, interaction for next paint, will be replacing FID, first input delay, on March 12th for Core Web Vitals. Is there a storm coming with a new Google update coming soon? And more SEO and search news, so definitely stay tuned. And of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bruce Clay. Bruce Clay is one of the founding fathers of the SEO space, doing search marketing since 1996. Bruce is big into SEO training, so check them out at seotraining.com. And to learn more about Bruce Clay, check them out at bruceclay.com. Thank you so much, Bruce, for sponsoring. Deeply appreciate it. And of course, you see I'm in a new space. This is my new office in beta mode. Not finished setting everything up. Let me know in the comments if you want the boxes to come back or if I should just show the cooler devices that I have outside of just the boxes, like Google Glass, the Apple Newton, the original iPhones up there, the Apple Vision Pros coming this morning sometime. So I think maybe I'll just show the devices themselves as opposed to just showing boxes to keep things a little bit clean. I have a lot of shelf space, and I'll have to get this set up a little bit better. It's a little bit too far away, I think, but you let me know in the comments how I could improve this, and I'm really looking forward to making this space a little bit better. In any event, let's get into the news. Okay, so first up, yesterday morning, I reported that there was a Google search indexing issue going on after Google confirmed it. The issue started January 31st, Wednesday, at around 11:30 p.m. Eastern time. It's still going on today, about 30 or so hours after it started. Google's still working on a fix. Google said, and let me quote, "We're investigating an issue with indexing in Google Search that's affecting a small number of sites. Sites may be experiencing slower than usual indexing time. We're working on identifying the root cause. Next update will be in 12 hours. They did an update in 12 hours saying they found the cause and looking to fix it. And they did an update again in 12 hours saying, same issue. We found the issue. We're looking to fix it." I guess Google's not in a big rush to fix it because it's not affecting as many sites as they thought it would, or it's just a slower indexing issue. I don't know. Hopefully they'll fix it soon. I hope by before the weekend. Google's also having issues with recipes for the past 3 or so weeks, at least, where there's two main issues. One is the recipe carousels not showing new recipes published by these recipe blogs. And two, featured images for recipes are not showing up properly. Google finally responded that they're looking into these issues, specifically Danny Sullivan, the search liaison. I first found this from Sourdough Brandon, who's a recipe blogger, and a bunch of other people afterwards. But there are documented cases of this, and hopefully Google will be fixing this. When is the new Google update? Everybody's asking me, when is the next Google update happening? When's the next confirmed Google update happening? Seems things have calmed down a little bit, although with these indexing issues, it feels like maybe it hasn't. But in any event, it's been over 12, almost 13 weeks now, where Google hasn't released any real confirmed update. The last one was in the November 2023 reviews update. Before that, it was a November 2023 core update. Everybody's waiting for a Google big update because, again, people haven't been that happy with Google's quality over the past several weeks. We will see what happens, but the next update, everybody's expecting to be really big and to make a big difference in quality. Google has, like I reported last week, dropped the cache link from the Google search results snippets. Now, I asked Danny Sullivan numerous times about this, and he just responded last night, basically saying, yes, it's confirmed. The cache link has been being retired. One is it's been removed from the search results page, and it currently works where you type in cache colon, and it would actually go ahead and show the cache result. But Danny Sullivan said that's going away too. He said it's been removed. It was decided to retire it. If up to him, he would basically go ahead and add a link to the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive, instead. But he's not promising that's going to happen. And if you try a cache colon command, it currently works, but that's going to go away as well. Google announced the date of when interaction to next paint will become a Core Web Vital officially. It's going to be replacing FID, first input delay. And the date is, we knew it was going to be March, but it's going to be March 12th, 2024. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think you should worry about it, but I'm just giving you the date because it's been announced. But again, for ranking purposes, I really don't think you should worry too much about it. And if your website is fast and it feels fast, great. I wouldn't go crazy about this metric. Lily Ray asked a question to John Mueller and Danny Sullivan asking, what happens if you have syndication partners and Google decides that the original source, which is, let's say, site A, is not the original source. That site B, which is a syndication partner, is actually the original source. What happens to all the signals, the links, and so forth? Does Google consolidate that with what Google defines as the Google selected canonical, the site B, which is really not the original source? And John Mueller kind of implied yes. And then Danny Sullivan went off out on a rant, basically saying, if you have syndication partners, there's a lot of things you could do, like tell them to no-index their site, tell them to canonicalize to your website, or don't do it. So keep that in mind. There's a lot of questions around that, and there are a lot of concerns about this for many, many years, and Google really hasn't done much outside of give advice to tell to not really syndicate, which is pretty upsetting. Of course, if you do syndicate, nobody's going to use no-index. Nobody's going to canonicalize to the syndication provider. It just doesn't happen. So there is no real good solution, but that's your choice of syndicating. That's what Google's saying. If you're syndicating your content, that's your choice. Google may rank the partner instead. Google's Danny Sullivan also offered specific advice to a specific website on why their content wasn't helpful. I posted this on January 30th. You may want to read it, but the short was that he basically said that it's clear that your content you are providing is original and unique. Does the content show that you have experience in the topic you're covering? Is the content achieving the purpose it is set out to cover? Does the content satisfy the searcher's intent? And is the content up to date or does it feel out of date? And all those were issues with that website. So it's very interesting. You should read that feedback if you're interested in hearing what he had to say. Now, Google is also testing a new shopping menu when you're in the shopping search results, which is super interesting. I haven't seen this myself, but this was spotted by Shaheem. Here's a screenshot of that. I haven't seen this. Pretty cool to see. Google seems to have launched its clippable coupons fully. Some are calling it discount rich results. This was spotted by Brody Clark. Joy Hawkins and teams did a report saying that while Google Business Profiles services does impact rankings in a significant way, using custom services impacts this local rankings in a very minimal way, but it does have an impact according to the report released by Sterling Sky. Google Business Profiles added the ability to use barcode scanners to scan in your products and add those products to your Google Business Profile product listings. This was spotted by Claudia Tominia. Nice find there. It's a new feature that you can actually get a free scanner and actually scan in your products. So maybe your clients should use that. Google Business Profiles also has this new feature called Menu Highlights where you can actually go in and if somebody's highlighting your menu as X, Y, and Z and you want to adjust that, you can actually do that in the Menu Highlights. This was spotted also by Claudia. Luke Pennycat, who's really good at the hotel-related search results, has been watching it very closely with the new Digital Markets Act in Europe, and he documented exactly how all the search results for the hotel results have changed with the DMA being live now in Europe. So I have a video of that. I'm not going to post it here, but if you want to take a look at that, check out the post on January 30th at seroundtable.com. Yesterday, Google announced that it's testing Google Maps local guide feedback using AI responses, generative AI. So basically, you could ask a question and it will use local guide content to go ahead and analyze all that local guide content to give you a generative AI answer that will basically give photos and text and maps and so forth based on your question. It's pretty cool. There's a GIF of it in action, but we'll see. It's currently an experimental test and Google hasn't launched it fully, but Google is experimenting with that. Google is also testing showing search-related categories nearby. Here's a screenshot of that. This is spotted by Kshul. Very interesting. It's part of the whole shopping thing where you can actually shop locally. So I guess Google's testing that as well. Google's also testing, I'm not sure why, search results from the web. Like a section where it's saying, so these are search results from the web. Aren't almost all search results from the web? I'm not sure why Google's showing this. This is spotted by Punnett, who posted this on Mastodon. Google Ads seems to be moving reports from one location to the next, which some advertisers love and some advertisers hate. This is spotted originally by PPC Greg, who hates it, but others like Kristen Zernhill from Marketing O'Clock actually said she likes it. She likes the new location. So if you are noticing the reports have moved, it's not you. You're not going crazy. They are moving in the Google Ads system. Google announced a bunch of responsive ads updates. Those updates are that Google's testing to show a single line for your ads instead of one. Here's a screenshot of that. Also, we saw this a while ago where Google's testing multiple headlines and descriptions, two headlines, three descriptions, or the opposite. That's a new option. And also that Google's changing account level asset automations as well. So definitely take a look at that if you do responsive search ads. Google has new bulk action solutions. So under the Google Ads bulk actions, there's a new option called solutions. This is spotted by Thomas Essel, and he basically said the solutions give you the ability to see account summaries, ad performance, an account anomaly detector, which is pretty cool. There's a whole help documentation on this if you want to take a look at that. It seems to be rolling out to all advertisers now. Google Local Service Ads has this new label that says highly rated. We've seen highly rated numerous times across Google Search, but not on the local service ads. This is spotted by Anthony Higman. Here's a screenshot of that as well. Google Ads is also testing a new format, a card format, which is shaded. Here's a screenshot of that. This was spotted by Shaheem. Bing is testing Microsoft advertising ads on the left-hand side panel. This is going on for a while. I didn't notice this until Kashul posted this, but supposedly this was spotted also by Shaheem back almost 6 months ago. Here's a screenshot of that as well. Super interesting that Google's now pushing their notes feature, their search notes feature or discover notes feature, both, in a more pushy way, if that makes sense. The notes feature has been added to the URL bar on iOS devices when you're logged into your Google Labs account, and also in SGE while browsing. This is initially spotted by Glenn Gabe, and then I noticed it on the URL bar. This is a way for Google to actually push more people to see and add notes to search results. And finally, Google's ad revenue was up 11%, and Microsoft Bing ad revenue, Microsoft advertising revenue, was up 8%. They are making a heck of a lot of money in profits, these two companies. But Microsoft's ad revenue grew a little bit slower than last year. It was up 10% last quarter, and 8% this quarter. But Google's earnings is actually really, really, on the ad side, really, really growing. But their stock performance, or Google stock, is way down because of didn't meet expectations. Any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. My name again is Barry Schwartz. This is the search news we covered over the Search Engine Roundtable at seroundtable.com over the past week. Hope you guys like the new space. Give me any feedback you want. I'll probably do a different angle next time. Not sure. Again, thanks to Bruce Clay for sponsoring. Check them out at bruceclay.com and seotraining.com. Apologize for the little cold I have. And everyone, thank you so much for watching. Have a great, safe, and healthy weekend. Bye-bye.